the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Grill in about 15 minutes. Every Tuesday, Mike Griffith, AJC's Dog Nation. The goat down on the Emerald Coast, Bill, when ranking the recruiting classes, do you think the portal guys should be counted in the class or no? Well, let's state the obvious. Transfers jump into the same pool as the recruits, the high school or junior college recruits, right? Just because they're now transfers, it's still added personnel to your roster. It's under the same umbrella, and it either improves your team or it doesn't, depending on how you look at it. Should it be now part of the rankings? I don't know if they want to separate them out. Here's probably what I would do. Maybe you could have your recruiting rankings based on the incoming recruits, not the transfers, then have a separate ranking that includes the transfers, bunched in with all the new signees, meaning the high school kids or the JUCO kids. Maybe you could have a couple of them there, and you could see what the difference was. To me, evaluating high school recruits can be easy, and it can be really hard. Like I've told you, I think most of the positions, the skill positions like receiver, running back, QB, I don't think that's all that difficult. Running back's really easy to evaluate. Offensive line can be difficult because not only the physical, but there's so much cerebral about it. And you have the run blocking and the pass blocking. And usually now, it depends, but the pass blocking comes first. Run blocking's a little bit more difficult. Now, that's not everybody, but just in general. The most difficult by far position, I've told you this for centuries on the show, is the DBs. And I'm talking about out of high school, the DBs. Because DBs don't have to do squat in high school. You're the best athlete, you take number 88, he's the best receiver, stay with him. That's basically your job. It's not well coached. And a lot of cases, it's not all that well coached in college either. Depends on what school, obviously. But to me, that's the position that is the most difficult. Defensive lineman, I don't think all that hard to evaluate. Linebackers, I think there's not even a close number two. It is DBs. I have said that forever, and I believe it. I have seen so many supposed five-star DBs not do a darn thing in college. I've seen them pan out, too. I've seen both, but I've seen a lot of them. And I've seen DBs develop that weren't highly rated, like the kid at Cincinnati, who was barely a three-star out of Detroit. He's going to be one of the first couple of DBs corners taken. But, yeah, I don't know what the recruiting services are a little funny about that, to the GOAT, your question. But I think you have to include it in some kind of ranking because it's additional new personnel that's added to the same group of people, same pool of people. Topwater Assassin over in South Carolina talking about Clemson last year, and somebody commented on Clemson's quarterback who did not have particularly a good year. I think that's fair, but I pointed out that it's not like he had a whole lot of weapons to distribute to. Topwater Assassin Bill, Will Sweeney, that's the kid of the coach, was the only wide receiver to play in every game. That's how beat up Clemson's receivers were, Bill. By the way, T. Higgins, man, I know he's not the number one receiver for the Bengals. Mr. Jamar Chase is the dude, but T. Higgins is good-looking. We knew he would be coming out of Oak Ridge. Remember, he committed to Tennessee originally and then switched it to Clemson. Yeah, he's good, man. Steven down in Baton Rouge. Ah, Bill, the whiskey snob, saying how poor it was for Stetson to drink from that bottle of Pappy's after the Natty. I hear that from some. I mean, I thought it was fantastic. Think about yourself at 23. I would not have done anything different. First of all, at 23, I wouldn't even know what bourbon snobbery is. Somebody hand me a formal glass. I just won the Natty, so I can pour this. Yeah, somebody hand me a really fancy whiskey glass so I can pour me some Pappies and do this right. We got to respect the Pappies here. No. I'm pulling right out of that bottle. You know what? Now that I realize the level of whiskey snobbery, bourbon snobbery out there, at my age now, I'm pulling straight out of the bottle. And I've never had any. Probably won't ever have any. But if I had a chance, let's say we're at commitments in a week, and Music City Todd pulls out some Pappies, I'm getting a video made of me right out of the bottle. Lips on the bottle. Yes, I'm going to act 23. Whiskey bourbon snobs are going to come for me after that. I'm prepared. I am not scared. Not scared at all. Who'd you say, Patton, we have right here? Patton, I'm not hearing you. Who'd you say we have? Wolverine Dan down in the lovely, booming, rapidly growing Rocket City. Welcome in, sir.
Thank you, sir. On my third cup, as usual, and I'm at your listening to a wonderful show. I'm with you. Come on. Really? I mean, I don't like that snobby stuff. You know, I'm not that kind of guy. And, there's no need for that. I've drank some really good whiskey and bourbon. I've never had Pappies, but, you know, bottom line is when the moment's right, Bill, you got to do what you got to do, right?
Let me take it another step. If somebody brings Pappies and it's not the night before at the meet and greet, but it's during the show and they present it to me, I'm taking this. I've never done this in my life in 35 years of the radio. I would take a pull right out of the bottle during the show. On video.
That'd be good.
I would be that unprofessional for whiskey snobs.
Well, that would be, I think, actually a benefit for the show. I think that would really be something. That'd be something you could frame it and put it in your office, right?
Be legendary. It'd be incredible. The chances of that happening, probably zero, but I'm just telling you what I would do.
Well, we're like I said, we're heading up, and I'm going to get some of that Peg Leg bourbon I told you about. I'm going to hit that place. I actually went out and purchased a pizza box warmer, like the pizza guys, so I could keep the grub that I'm going to be making warm. And then right now I'm in the middle of making your large bag of rub for your barbecue.
I used all that rub last time. It was good. I appreciate that. No, I will. Well, proudly display that on meat when I get your rub. Now, just for everybody, Dan is going to you're going to put together the White Castle stuffing and it's all its glory. You're going to present that at commitments, correct?
That's the game plan. I the turkey probably 5 days before I go ahead and put it in the roaster pan. I'll probably set it in the refrigerator. It's so many 24 hours per pound, whatever, And then I'll go ahead and get that going and get it all done. And then I bought the pizza warmer. I have to go to Kroger's, get some of those, what he calls aluminum throwaway trays. So you might have to throw away the tray later in the evening when not there. But
No worries.
I got everything planned. I'm working on it. And like I said, I got your rub done and excited about the show. And, you know, I'm telling you, man, it's anybody that if you're listening to the show, it's a great time, good camaraderie. And the breakfast is, it's really good. I mean, I go back for seconds. And when I go back for seconds, that means I like it really well.
All right, man. Look forward to seeing you.
All right. See you, brother.
So we go here, folks, from Pappy's to his infamous turkey stuffing, which is White Castle Burgers, which he introduced to us. I've never had it, but he told us about it about 3 years ago? I had never heard of that in my life. I Googled it. That is a thing. Now, I don't know how popular it is. I don't know how many people. Couple people in this audience have told me, maybe even Josh, that they've actually tried this. They've done it. You take the White Castle, you crumble it up, you put some celery in it, and all the other fixings, whatever you like, and you stuff it in that turkey and you cook it up. And it's just... Now, I haven't had anybody tell me it was delicious, but I've had a few people that tried it say, Bill, it wasn't that bad. I really expected it to be just totally nasty. It really wasn't, Bill. It really wasn't that bad, Bill. I won't. The only way I'll be able to do that, to pull off that experiment, is if the wifey's out of town. That's not happening in this house with her here. She's talking about going down to Florida and visiting the one of her daughters down there. Maybe I pull off this experiment just for the show sometime this spring when she's down there. Griff's coming up in, about 3-4 minutes. Mike Griffith, AJC's Dog Nation. Always look forward to talking to him. Market will launch here in about 14 minutes, and the Dow is down around 300. It's actually down more today at this moment than it was yesterday. I'm not saying that means there's going to be another 1,000-point drop off the cliff into the abyss and then correct to the green like yesterday. That happens again. That's got to be some kind of record. Josh says, Bill, it's called a tasting glass. The shape helps you get the best smell and taste and allows the bourbon to open up in the glass. See, I don't have any of those. Crypto Trucker checking in this morning. Bill, if I'm not mistaken, Cosby Cattleman debuted back in the day as Small Mike and would upset Bob Bell about Tennessee football, correct? That is correct. He changed his name about 10, 15 years ago to the Cosby Cattleman. He started by using the name Small Mike. That is true. South Pacific Sooner in New Zealand. What day is your commitment show, Bill? Next Thursday. Not this week. Next week, Thursday. But commitments as an event is Wednesday, Thursday of next week. February 2nd and 3rd. Appreciate you asking because I want people to know. All right, let's do this. Let's take the break. Griff, when we come back, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right along on 24 and through the Hickory Hollow area. It got pretty busy out here at one point on 65 up through Robertson County. Watch for on and off delays up through there throughout the day in the White House area. Sometimes we look up there and it's moving right along, and right now it looks like it's a little bit slow southbound. As you come through that part of Robertson County, 1700 block of West End Avenue, two cars are involved there. Princess Hot Chicken now available for catering. Check out that menu at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled aged and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every score change will draw one winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. Get in the game for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 56.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age and majority as 11-11-22. Equal housing lender license offered to states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities will not offer to sponsor this promotion in any way.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whether you like Alabama or not, you're witnessing an unparalleled, unprecedented run. You're living it. You're watching it. You have memories that are deep of it. To be that dominant, you don't get to see that through the years that much. But this right here is crazy. This right here is off the chart. Can't believe it's happening, and they're not slowing down.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, mostly cloudy, then becoming sunny, high near 38. Mostly clear tonight, low around 19. Sunny tomorrow, high near 37. Mostly clear tomorrow night, low around 18. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
If it happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
Half Pacific Sooner who listens to us from New Zealand. Went to school here, actually married an Alabama girl, but they now moved back to his home in New Zealand. And he wanted to know when commitments was. I said it's next Thursday, the show. He reminded me that he's 19 hours ahead. New Zealand is 19 hours ahead, so it's about 3:20 in the morning there. Wednesday morning right now, so you just reminded me. Our show, your time, will be on Friday in the wee hours of the morning. So that's when we'll be on. So I'm glad you reminded me of that. I wasn't thinking about that yet. Here, it's Thursday. In your area, New Zealand, it's Friday. Anyways, Griff is with us, Mike Griffith. Griff, did you realize New Zealand was 19 hours ahead of us?
Run that by me again, Bill.
We got a nice guy, he's a big Oklahoma fan, listens to us in New Zealand, and it's 3 in the morning there, Wednesday morning, when he's listening to us. That's what we were talking about.
That's pretty exciting.
That's pretty good stuff. When you were deployed, when you were in the military, did you ever end up in New Zealand?
No, I didn't go overseas. I was stateside the whole time. I was fortunate.
You told me. Yeah, you told me that. All right. First question from Round Man down in Orlando. Please ask Griff why Jermaine Burton transferred.
Wants to catch more passes. I mean, it's, Alabama's a high-volume pass offense, and, you know, Georgia has a little more balance. So I think he probably sees himself as being able to enhance his value and stock and catch more balls.
Yeah, and it makes sense. Now, did that, Griff, surprise you when the news hit that he was leaving?
No, not at all. I mean, a lot of the receivers this year, I mean, you know, when Georgia switched their offense around, I mean, well, first of all, there was a lot of guys, and I remember Kirby saying something to the effect of, you know, how hard it was to run 4 and 5 wide when you only had 6 or 7 healthy receivers. So that was in part, and you combine that with JT Daniels' injury, and Georgia kind of modified. You know, you go with Stett, you're not going to throw as much. That's not his thing. You know, he's a higher-rated passer, but he doesn't have nearly the passing volume.
You know, now the last couple of games against Alabama he did, because Bama pushed him a little bit offensively to match points, especially in the SEC title game. But, you know, when that offense kind of rotated away from the pro-style spread that Todd Monken, you know, originally was going to bring in, and, you know, JT was gunslinging, and they went with more of a equal run-pass ratio and more of that tight end look, a lot of receivers got lost in the shuffle. I mean, you didn't see as many targets for any of the wideouts, really, and, you know, Pickens probably would have left, too, if he didn't go pro, because, you know, he was one of the guys that, you know, wanted more targets as well.
Yeah, I guess the only receiver, you know, could be tight end or wide receiver, that got more of the targets than he probably dreamed he would get his first year would be Brock Bowers. He's got to be happy.
Well, I mean, he just does whatever they ask, but if you looked at the stats,
right,
you could combine the top two receivers, which would be Jermaine and Ladd McConkey. And if you combine their stats, it'd be very comparable to what Brock did by himself.
Right. That was an amazing first year. All right. This has not come up in a long time, but I'm going to approach it here, Griff. Any news on the future of Eric Gilbert?
I mean, from what I hear, he's in school. I mean, That's kind of where it's at. From a football standpoint, you know, he was at the ceremony, so I'm guessing that the hope is he's going through off-season drills and will be a part of spring practice. But Kirby hasn't made any sort of comment.
Sure.
You know, Georgia players really don't talk. There's maybe 10 or 12 of them that we hear from on the media days. But it's, you know, I think there's some optimism there.
Griff, refresh me. Did he even practice once the season got going with the team, or was
no,
he completely?
He separated from the
right.
team, you know, prior to the, you know, when they were at the team hotel, that's when.
Right.
That was kind of the end for the season, at least. And when they spent, it was during the training that when the team gathers on campus at a team hotel for their training camp,
right,
you know, before they start classes, that was the extent of it.
Do you expect more transfers here next few weeks from Georgia?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. You know, I'm not sure how many. I think the idea is, I think Kirby would like to keep as many guys as he could through spring drills, see what he has. And then you may probably see some more guys go after the spring. I'm curious to see who Kirby brings in, but he needed to have some attrition because he's got a pretty big signing class. And, you know, he tells you, you know, he goes out and gets the guys through the portal that he thinks fills needs. So he may want to wait until after spring before, you know, Georgia makes any additions. I know they were interested in Caleb Williams, but, you know, they weren't able to, you know, get him. I mean, again, you know, quarterbacks have to look at the offense and it, you know, if that's the offense they want to run, right?
You told us when we were speculating prior to his announcement about Stetson Bennett. You said, "Look, this kid wants to play football. He doesn't care about going out as the national. Well, he loves that. That's on the resume. But I mean, that's not going to end his career. He's got another year, and he wants to play. So you weren't surprised at all when he said he's staying at Georgia.
Oh, well, you knew he'd stay at Georgia if he could. I mean, it's just
yeah.
I mean, where else was he going to go?
I don't know what the opportunities were.
That's kind of my point. I mean,
yeah.
What other SEC school would Stetson Bennett start at?
Do you think before we get to spring that quarterback room could now thin out some?
Well, I think it already has. I think when JT,
right,
you know, which I think early in the week, I think that kind of opened the door, you know, for Carson and Stetson, you know, because if JT wasn't going to stay, you know, then who's going to win the job, right? So I think Stetson sticks around. I think Carson Beck sticks around. I think the concept is that there'll be four scholarship quarterbacks, Brock Vandegrift, Gunnar Stockton. Four scholarship quarterbacks is the number you want. I think they'll probably – there could be some more attrition after spring drills. I think maybe Beck or Vandegrift leaves, possibly. You know, because I think Stetson's going to see it through. I mean, I mean, look, he fits what Kirby wants to do. I mean, that, you know, Kirby wants to run, or at least with the personnel Kirby had last year, he really fit what Georgia wanted to do. Now, does Georgia change what they do this coming year? Do they go back to a higher pass run volume offense? Do they need to? You know, that's kind of the question. You know, last year you had the luxury, what, they throw 11 passes against Arkansas, something like that? Well, when your defense is pitching a shutout, you can get away with throwing 11 passes, like Army or something. But if the defense doesn't give up a record-breaking low 6.9 points, then the offense is probably different. Some of the decisions are different. I think the defense is going to be really good again, but I also think the schedule is tricky. So, you know, Kirby's going to slow play it. He's going to see what he's got, and he's going to play the players that fit the scheme the best. And, you know, it could be Stetson again. And listen, I wasn't trying to be ugly. I'm just saying, what other system would Stetson right. fit than the one Georgia ran, and how many other teams run that scheme? I kind of look at Georgia. I kind of watched that San Francisco 49ers game last weekend and said, man, that looks a lot like the Georgia 2021 football team to me.
We have a couple of off-the-path questions. Texas and Oklahoma, let's say they have to stick it out. They don't join until 25. Do you think that the SEC will stick with East-West and Auburn and Georgia, or Auburn and Alabama, I should say, move to the East with Oklahoma and Texas joining the West?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of been the speculation if they stay East-West. But, you know, I think some of this is going to be predicated on, you know, what the college football playoff picture looks like, right?
Right.
Because if you go to the pod system, you know, maybe you go to the pod system if the playoffs are expanded, because then you may be able to have more teams qualify. I mean, I don't know. I mean, to me, that I think it all is kind of intertwined. I think you got to figure out what's going on with the college football playoff, and then I think once you determine whether there's a 4 or 12 team, which Greg Sankey pretty much said, the SEC's fine with 4, but they're definitely not going to do 8, especially if there's automatic bids.
Right.
So I don't blame them. So I think you've got to see what the playoff system is going to be, and then once you do that, then you brainstorm as to what makes the most sense as far as divisional play or a pod or how you might distribute the teams.
Stephen, a surgeon in Athens, who actually a couple of years ago was in town and came by to see us, was at a medical convention. Anyways, he settled back in Athens. He's a surgeon. Ask Griff, what are the chances that BVG starts next year?
Yeah, Stephen, he's a surgeon. He's a real cut-up, isn't he? He's talking about BGD.
No, BV is in Victor G. I'm not sure who's
Brock Vandegrift. Yeah,
Yes, yes, that's right.
Again, you know, I mean, yeah, Steven's got everybody in stitches today.
nice.
Again, it depends on the style of offense they run.
Right.
I mean, Kirby's shown you that the personnel can dictate the quarterback that he uses. And, you know, Brock's strengths and skills are comparable to Stetson's, I think. Only bigger, stronger, faster, but doesn't know the offense like Stetson. I mean, Stetson's going to be 25 years old in October. I mean, he's been around a minute, okay? And, you know, Brock's just, you know, what, second-year guy out of high school. So how quick can he pick up the offense?
Yeah.
What style of offense do they run? How well does Carson Beck perform this spring? I mean, last year, Carson was the strong number two ahead of Stetson coming out of spring camp. I mean, Stetson went to Kirby. You know, Munkin had moved on from Stetson. And Munkin even said that. So Todd Munkin, the NFL guy, had seen it up in Stetson from 2020 and spring drills, and Beck was the number two. And so does Beck win it again? Does he pass Stetson again? And, you know, does Stetson go to Kirby again? And, there's just so many things that can play out. I like Brock's chances. I think he's a great prospect. I like Beck's chances. But, you know, Kirby's obviously, you know, feels strongly about Stetson too. So, you know, it's really hard to judge. I think I do a pretty good job of interpreting Kirby Smart, but I'll tell you, when it comes to quarterbacks,
yeah,
you know, that's one part of the Kirby Smart dialect that I don't always understand or speak well. I don't understand it.
You've made that clear. Sometimes. Yeah, you've made
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know who does, honestly. I think that's a lot of the frustration, and It's not that people like this quarterback or that quarterback. It's that Kirby tells you one thing one day, and then, you know, 6 months later, it's complete, you know. And again, part of that's personnel, but there's a reason why people are confused. I mean, it just, you know, but again, I think personnel has a lot to do with it. I think it has a lot to do with it. And we don't get the benefit of seeing that personnel because we don't see practices. So obviously it's a lot harder to translate and understand with limited information.
Griff, always a pleasure, sir. We'll see you next week, man.
I wish I could give you more answers, but you say Georgia quarterbacks, and I just, like, throw up a deck of cards. I don't know how it's going to land. I just got to be transparent. When I don't know, I don't know. And this one, I really don't know.
No worries, Griff. See you soon, man. Thank you, Griff. There he is. Mike Griffith. Yeah, for some, when Steven BVG, you know what I couldn't get out of my head? Brian Van Gorder. I couldn't get. I mean, that's always been VG. So I wasn't even thinking Brock Vandegrift at all. I mean, Brian Van Gorder gets the original initials or acronym, however you want to do it, right? However you want to describe it. That threw me off. I'm thinking, and I knew Steven wasn't asking about Brian Van Gorder. He's been gone long since the Energy Vampire was there. And the resume after his incredible success at Georgia was never the same. Auburn, Notre Dame, where'd he go? Louisville. Not good. I could not get Brian Van Gorder out of the brain. I could not exorcise that demon. It wouldn't leave. And then what did Griff think I said? I said BV. Of course, V is hard. That's why you have to say Benjamin Victor God. BVG. That's a better way to do it. Yeah, it's interesting. Now, but when Griff says it depends on what Kirby wants to do with the quarterback position, meaning what style, then why do you sign a BVG? Or a Gunnar Stockton, who obviously has more upside than Stetson Bennett. Why bring those guys in and sign them and court them if you're going to run a... The defense is going to stop everybody, which they just did pretty much, and except that one Alabama game. And we're going to keep it close to the vest on offense. I mean, why bring those guys? Don't want that. They want some stats on the stat sheet. They're human. In basketball terms, I want to get my shots. I don't blame them. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. That's being confident in your abilities. So if you're gonna stick close to the vest, which we don't know that, but just speculating, why sign Johnny Five Star, who don't want to just feed the tailback? Nah, they use the receivers and they use the young tight end. I mean, I'm not trying to make it too simplistic, but you know what I'm saying. You want to be a quarterback that when the stat sheet pops up, you're there. Your numbers jump off that sheet. They're happy. All right, we'll get the break. Good stuff with Griff there, though. Always good. Omni Nashville Hotel. Commitments.
Good morning. I'm looking at several cars involved in this crash. They're trying to clear it 40 westbound just before Fessler's. It's adding to that slowdown, all the traffic coming in from Hermitage headed towards downtown. Again, that's 40 west over here just before Fessler's. Got traffic crawling along. Warmer weather's waiting for you right now at Pensacola Beach. Book your next getaway. It's easy. Just log on to PensacolaBeach.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic. We'll be right back.
Valentine's Day is coming, and you don't want to rely on gas station flowers. Get ahead of the curve this year and let the Omni Nashville Hotel be your one-stop shop for that special someone. The Omni Nashville Hotel has you covered this Valentine's Day from start to finish. Mokara Day Spa Salon has gift cards to treat them to a special day of pampering. From a simple facial to a full day of relaxation, that special someone will get the VIP treatment at the Mokara Day Spa and Salon. Then, just when they think they've had the perfect gift, it's time for Bob's Steak and Chop House. When you want the best for your loved one, serve them the best in Nashville. With A5 Wagyu beef, Bob's Steak and Chop House has become Nashville's best place to dine. Call the Omni Nashville Hotel for reservations and gift cards. Don't get caught napping this Valentine's Day. The Omni Nashville Hotel is your one-stop shop for that someone special. Mokara Day Spa and Salon and Bob's Steak and Chop House. All at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
Imagine the organizing possibilities with Lowe's. Where keeping it all together comes with Project Source Clear Storage Totes starting at $238, and iDesign plus the Spruce Storage Bin starting at $12.98. Clean up your closet with the Closet Made Brightwood Closet Kit starting at $119.98. Find it all at Lowe's Store and Save Event, in-store and on Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Valid through 3/18. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, U.S. only. iDesign plus the Spruce Storage Bin. Pricing excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
DW, how you doing,
my friend? Hey, Daryl.
One thing I think we've learned is how many race fans are in the Nashville market. This is racing territory. For all those people that have sat back and hoped and wished and prayed that the Cup cars would come back, well, they're going to come back to Lebanon, and eventually I think they'll be back at the fairgrounds.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
The Arena of Ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 615-844-5600. The Bill King Show.
Coach's hot seat, Lake Tahoe. Gorgeous, scenic, beautiful Lake Tahoe. Says, barring injury, no doubt, he says, Stetson Bennett will be the quarterback for 22. He says, I do think, though, Kirby will develop that very talented quarterback room. Georgia has a very good chance of going 12-0 with this schedule, and then he pulls it up. I agree. Who would Georgia be an underdog against on this list? There isn't one. Oregon is the opener. That's at Mercedes-Benz. That's that kickoff classic. Samford. At South Carolina, Kent State, at Missouri, Auburn, Vanderbilt, off, then Florida, cocktail party, Tennessee, that game's at Georgia, at Mississippi State, at Kentucky, Georgia Tech. They're going to be maybe a, remind me to ask Brad, they may be a double-digit favorite in most of these games. I don't know if 12 out of 12. But they might be a double-digit favorite, bare minimum, in 11 of these 12 games. 10, 11 of these 12 games. They're that much better. Julia down in Atlanta. Bill, I don't see Bama giving up cross-border rivals Ole Miss and Mississippi State to join the East. Yeah, now she is right about something. Don't think that when it's time to figure out how they're going to situate the league with the eventual addition of Texas and Oklahoma, don't think Alabama won't have a pretty good say in this. They will. Yeah, they will. She says either Pods, Aubrey's move east, become Bama's Croft rival and drop Tennessee. Oh, you know what? If I'm Tennessee, I jump on that in a second. I've been saying for a long time, Tennessee needs to rid themselves of that permanent Alabama crossover game. And Tennessee fans come after me. They don't like when I say that. I'm on an island. I'm worse than Gilligan's Island. I'm one person on the island. Nobody else with me. No professor, no skipper, no Marianne. Nobody. It's me alone on this island. You tell me, Tennessee fans, what good is it that you have to play Alabama every year? This ain't 1968 or whatever. It's not in your best interest to play that game every year. But I am. You're talking about being lonely on an island. When I put that out there, it does not sit well. But she's right. No. She's right. I don't know how eager Alabama will be there. And Alabama might not be public, but Alabama will have Alabama will have more than one vote. Let me put it that way when it comes to this decision. Whatever everybody else gets, Alabama will have a bigger vote in this. Wayman has dialed us up. He's down there in Georgia. He's coming up in about a week. We'll see him at commitments. What's up, Wayman?
Yeah, Larry and I were talking yesterday. We making our plans, but we're going to leave at 10 o'clock in the morning, our time, so we should get up around 2, no later than 3 o'clock your time.
Easy 4 hours. Yeah, easy 4 hours for you.
Yeah. We're going to come up. We're not going to do the interstate till we get into Chattanooga, come across Mount Eagle. We're going to come up through Rome that way.
No worries. Stop over to see our boy Rusty. Rusty lives in Rome. Rusty Manziel.
Yeah. I wish I know where he was at. I'd love to see him.
Good dude. Yeah, I don't know exactly where he lives there, but good dude.
Yeah. You know, I met him with you when I came to Atlanta that time.
Oh, that's right. No, that's right, because he came by. I forgot about that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Kirby was in Franklin yesterday. We got a sophomore down here that's 6'5", and he's recruiting him, but bad part about it, his parents want him to go to IMG next year or the next 2 years, so I don't know.
What position is he?
He's a wide receiver, quarterback. Our quarterback got hurt last year, so he had to play some quarterback, and but he's actually a wide receiver and he plays basketball too. But he's a sophomore, he's 6'5" already.
That's pretty good. Yeah, it's that's not going to hurt him. A lot of these, I don't know what percentage. I'd love to see a stat on this, a study on it. But a lot of kids go off to IMG, and it's just too much. And they're so young,
and
they get homesick, and they come back home. Happens all the time. Happened to Walter Nolan.
Well, oh yeah, and the kid don't want to go. His parents is one that's making him go.
Oh, so they're making him go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'm not. Let me rephrase that. They want him to go there.
They're strongly urging.
And there's another local. Yeah, and there's another local school here. It's a 7A school that's trying to recruit him there too. So, but he wants to stay at Heard County, would, you know, be with his friends and everything. So,
yep.
I think he should stay out of it myself.
Yeah, I would too. Even though that place is the nicest place you could go, that's not what a young kid cares about. They want to be with their buddies.
No, that's right. Y'all talking about drinking out of these fancy glasses while I go drinking this bourbon?
Yeah.
Back in my drinking days, we drank out of a mason jar.
Well, I still think that's a thing, man. Michelle saves mason jars, not for that, for storage with fruits and stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, man, the music's booting us off, but look forward to seeing you, sir.
Okay. Yes, sir, Steve.
I didn't think the market would go 1,000 in the red. It's 550 right now. And it ain't reversing. It's early. All right, we'll get another break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. I'm looking at several cars involved in this crash. They're trying to clear it 40 westbound just before Fessler's. It's adding to that slowdown with all that traffic coming in from Hermitage headed towards downtown. Again, that's 40 west over here just before Fessler's. Got traffic crawling along. Warmer weather's waiting for you right now at Pensacola Beach. Book your next getaway. It's easy. Just log on to PensacolaBeach.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back, and we're kicking off the action again with the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever. Here's the play-by-play. There's millions of dollars in prizes, and a bunch of lucky fans are gonna win big. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. That means touchdowns, field goals, extra points, safeties, even a two-point conversion is a winner. 50 G's plus $2,000. Grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. There's one way to enter, two ways to win, and zero reasons not to play. See rules and get in the game for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 56.
No purchase necessary. Legal residence of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 11-11-22. Equal housing lender licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL entity did not offer to sponsor this promotion in any way.
At Slim Chickens, you and your family are our first priority. In every restaurant, we're working to ensure our food is safe, fresh, and ready when you are. From in-store pickup, curbside service, or now, you can get it delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim's app. We're here for you, and we're ready to serve. Download the Slim Chickens app to order, earn rewards, and get it delivered.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. is a NASCAR Hall of Famer. We've got it all this week. He tells us his stories, his wisdom, his top two life-changing events, and does he get nervous on stage? So check out Dale Earnhardt Jr. this week on The Final Lap. And be sure to like us at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, mostly cloudy, then becoming sunny, high near 38. Mostly clear tonight, low around 19. Sunny tomorrow, high near 37. Mostly clear tomorrow night, low around 18. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
If it's the P5, the G5, or a neutral site game in Council Bluffs, the Bill King Show has it covered.
Jeff 2. Bill, Brian Van Gorder just became the new head coach at American Heritage in Delray Beach, Florida. Last year, he was the defensive coordinator at Gulf Shores High School under former Austin Peay head coach Mark Hudspeth. I did not know BVG was there. I did not know that. Talk about a resume that was once, at one point, when he was at Georgia, early energy vampire, he was among the A-listers as a defensive coordinator. He was that good. How you can, and I know he had a lot of good talent at Georgia. I get that. You still got to coach it. You still got to do something with it. It's not as simple as just chucking talent at it. That helps. But after that, it was disaster. Notre Dame was an absolute disaster. Unbelievable. Noel Kemp, speaking of jars, says there's a bar in Madison, Wisconsin that puts Long Island iced teas. They make Long Island iced teas, and they have them in mason jars. Madison, Wisconsin. The market right now is trying to get to 700 in the red. Gary Joe Collins up in Tim Couch Country, Kentucky. The market is wild, Bill. Like, lose on a controversial call and throw things at your former coach wild. One thing remains, Bill. Hashtag don't short Tesla. I tell you what, I'd like to break things down into small, like, increments when judging myself in the market. Last 3 weeks, I'm close to hitting 1,000. I had a tiny loss yesterday. And then I made up for it with a big win. So it overlapped. So I if you're going individually, that one was a loss, but I haven't had a red day and I don't know when. There's an art form, y'all, to keep the losses tiny. That's as important as to know when to sell your wins. Biggest mistake you can make when you're losing on a trade is, don't worry, it'll come back. I'd get out small, and if it comes back, fine. It's still a very inconsequential loss. Now, sometimes they do come back, but that right there, I'm just going to hold it'll come back. Not in this, at least in this environment, is not a good strategy. The other really bad strategy, and so many people do this, you buy some. I'm not even talking about options, but it could be options. But most all of you folks don't even understand options. You buy common stock, and that's cool. That's what most people do. You buy a stock, and it goes down. And you say, okay, I'm going to average down. I'm gonna get some. It's down here. It's gotta bounce. It doesn't have to. Averaging down can be a smart move, but most of the time it's not. I'd say, and I'm just guessing, 80% of the time that is not the move. You're just buying. You know the term, right? It's called catching a falling knife. The stock is falling. You try and buy it, and the knife goes right through your buy. Most of the time, that is not a good idea. Averaging up is better on average than averaging down. But most people don't do that. They don't see it. You got to live it, y'all. Anyways, tomorrow, Blake Ruffino will be with us, and that's always a pleasure down in Louisiana. Also, Brett Ciancia, Pick Six Previews, will check in, and he is excellent as always. I don't know. Is Josh Monitor? I'm sure Josh is. I may go for a Dave Biddle. I don't know what day I can get him, but I'll try to get Dave Biddle. Another reminder, Commitments is a week from tomorrow. Actually, it's a week from Thursday, but it's a two-day event. Starts with a meet and greet up in the Bill King Suite the night before. That'll be this time Wednesday. Not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow, Wednesday. And sometime early evening, the suite will be open, and you can just come and go as you want. We just sit in there, and everybody visits and has a good time. I know Wayman's coming up. You just heard Wayman. He and Michelle and some folks are going to go to Bob's Steakhouse, which is down, and it's beautiful. Oh, Clyde. Yeah, Clyde asked me about that. He said, Bill, Clyde up in Detroit, should I try the White Castle or go to Bob's. Well, the White Castle won't be there the night before. That's when you go to Bob's, the night before. And then the next morning is when Wolverine Dan is going to show up with the turkey in the White Castle. Wonder if we have to get that past security. Yeah, I wonder if he gets stopped at the door. What is this? You're not bringing that in this luxurious hotel. White Castle at the Omni? You talking about sacrilege. You think plugging off the bottle of Pappy is blasphemy? Bringing White Castle into that hotel is blasphemy. But we're going to let him do it. Yeah, we're going to let him blaspheme. All right, markets are just puking all over the place. It's like Mad Dog 2020 getting puked all over the place. That's what the market looks like today. I know what that feels like. Back in high school. Been there and done that. And don't short Tesla. I short everything else, apparently, but not Tesla today. Lodgepole.